In honor of Brother Don Wildman and his wife Linda, it's Founders Day on American Family Radio. It's been more than 40 years since Reverend Don Wildman felt a calling from the Lord and began pouring all his energy and resources into starting a new ministry. Since then, countless lives have been touched by God through AFA and AFR.
The only promise I've ever made to people who give us money, that is, we'll be the best stewards of their money, their gifts, as we can be.
To help us honor Brother Don's hard work and faithfulness to the Lord, you can call 877-616-2396 and make a pledge of support to AFR. That's 877-616-2396. Or give online at AFR.net. It's day two of Share-a-thon, and it's Founders Day on American Family Radio.
Well, good morning and welcome to Real Truth for Today. Pastor Jeff Shreve here along with my good friend Bert Harper. And it is day two, Founders Day, for Spring Share-a-thon 2025. Our theme is Pour Your Spirit Out from Isaiah 44, verse 3. For I will pour water on the thirsty ground, or thirsty land, and streams on the dry ground. I will pour out my spirit on your offspring and my blessing on your descendants. So Founders Day, Bert, you knew the founder quite well.
I did. I say this, and I say it with truthfulness. He was a hero that became my friend. Now, that's a neat package, if you want to know the truth, Jeff. I admired him to beginning, and then I got to know him. Asked me to serve on the board with him, and me being close here in Tupelo and just two blocks away from the headquarters where I pastored, they'd call me over. If had an issue, hey, we got a board member real close by, come over, and he and I would discuss it, and we became friends. What a man. The two things that I always say that really amazed me concerning him was his tenaciousness. I mean, he, in the board members early, they'd call him a bulldog. Now, he wasn't talking about Mississippi State or Georgia. He was talking about just him, you know, holding on. And the other, his vision. He could see things down the road, what was going to happen if something did not change. And those two things really served him well in the ministry.
Well, he set the stage for a ministry, American Family Association, American Family Radio, to make a huge impact. And no doubt when he started this from his kitchen table, he probably didn't see all that God was going to do. You know, it says in the book of Zechariah that we are not to despise small beginnings. And American Family Association had a very small beginning, but it God took that, blessed it, and has used it in many, many lives across the country.
He has. It was a mimeograph machine, Jeff. You know, I don't know. I'm old enough to remember you would hand crank it, and then it came out the electrical. We thought we had reached a technological pinnacle when we had a electrical mimeograph machine that could just shoot out those blue tight letters. And the co-host of Exploring the Word, Brother Alex, says his parents got one of those letters, early on letters from AFA. It was really back then the National Federation for Decency. He changed that name. And he said, I still have that letter. He says it's a reminder of that small beginnings and what God can do.
So, Bert, how long has Don been, I know he's in heaven now, but how long has he been out of the day-to-day?
Okay. Well, I came on board. I was on the board, and after he had that episode with, as he called it, the liberal mosquito that caused him to have to step back and retire, that's been about 15 years ago, if I remember that correctly, because I've been here now 13 years as a, you know, as a, quote, employee working here, and I was 2 years chairman of the board before that. And so it's been about 15 years, and but he would still come back in after he got better, overcame that bout with that mosquito. And he was able to come back and be in the office some, and it was always a treat to see him. But yes, about 2 years ago, man, what a celebration it was. And you know, to have a family legacy, that's what you want. You know, better than an inheritance is a legacy. And he left a legacy for not only American Family Radio, but also for the Wildman family.
Well, Bert, day two of Share-a-thon, so what's our goal today?
Well, our goal, we have 5,943 pledges that have come in total so far. We listen, Tim always, I think you know this, he emphasizes the people that calls in more than the money. He says that the people call in, the money will follow. It's just part of that. Mm-hmm. And so if we got 5,945, let me see, per hour, if we could hit, man, wouldn't it be great to hit 200 pledges this hour? That would shoot us way over 6,000. So let's go for it, brother. They didn't tell me what to shoot for. They kind of leave that up to each host. So you're the host, but you asked me. So I think it would be good if we could at least get 6,100 when we leave here and leave it for the next crew to come in.
That would be great. The number to call is 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, and we have a phone operator standing by to take your pledge and to minister to you. And then you can go online at afr.net, and that's also a very convenient way to give. And Debbie and I did that yesterday morning. And it's a joy. You know, the Lord loves a cheerful giver. And as you said yesterday, Bert, as Paul wrote, you know, it's more blessed to give than to receive. And that's really true.
It really is. I did not know that when I was a kid. I'd admit it. I enjoyed Christmas and birthdays, Jeff. And being a poor farmer, you know, it was always exciting to get gifts. Now, the advantage being the youngest of nine and having about three sisters older, they gave me gifts. So I was advantage of having all my brothers and sisters said, "You're spoiled. You get more than we ever did." But as I got older, I want to tell you, giving is such a blessing, and giving to AFR is a double blessing. It really is, because it provides programming for other ministries. I tell folks, when you give to AFR during Share-a-thon, you're not only helping the ministry of AFR and the programs they produce, but you also are providing a platform for other ministries so the word of God can get out through them. So it's, you know, you've heard of compounded interest.
Yeah.
When you give to Share-a-thon at AFR, and during this time of Share-a-thon, it's compounded because of all the other ministries that are benefiting from that. So when you call that number at 877-616-2396, it is a blessing, yes, to us, but I really do believe it's a blessing to those other ministries that are sharing the Word of God with the people that could come to Christ. It is a blessing, Jeff.
Well, Scripture I quoted there is Acts 20, verse 35, and Paul actually quotes Jesus because he says, "In everything I showed you that by working hard in this manner you must help the weak, and remember the words of the Lord Jesus that he himself said, it is more blessed to give than to receive." So the God who created us tells us that, and if you want to have great joy and blessing in your life, be a giver. Don't be a taker. Live your life to be a giver. And, you know, Bert, the wonderful thing, as we become a conduit of what God wants to do in and through our lives, and as we become givers, the Lord can entrust more to us.
Amen. What a blessing. And I saw that true with Brother Don. Started out, we've got one station, but he was reading in a magazine about the possibility of translators using a satellite. And we've got, I think it's a testimony by Brother Don about using the concept of satellite for this radio network. And Mark, would you mind playing that?
It's a miracle. God's been good to the ministry, and he gave us a vision of taking American Family Radio to communities all across America. And that was our goal when we began. That's our goal now, and it will be our goal to continue to do that. I took the concept and perfected the concept using satellite. And after we had been doing it for, three or four years, other broadcasters saw what we were doing. And there's probably another 8 or 10 out there who are doing identically what we're doing now. Then they don't care the same programming. I mean, you know, they have mostly preaching or all music or something of that nature. Their programming is not centered on issues like ours is. But if we've done nothing else, we're basically responsible, in addition to our 200 stations, we're basically responsible for probably another 350 or 400 Christian stations being on the air that aren't affiliated with us.
That I wanted everybody to hear that. That's Brother Don, look, ahead of it, 200 stations, and then the SEC kind of started making regulations when they saw him expanding and desiring to go to 500. That was his first goal, 500 station, and they started putting in that. Then he switched. He said, let's invest money in the internet, and because of that investment, we're not just nationwide. In every state you can get us, because of all the, you know, the apps and everything you can get, we're worldwide. And so God did it again. God takes all things and does what? He works them for good. Only God, Jeff, only God.
Amen. Well, the number to give is 877-616-2396, or you can go online at AFR.net. And a one-time gift of $150 or more, we want to send you, as our appreciation, the book, The Bible, Divine or Human, by Stephen McDowell, Evidence of Biblical Infallibility and Support for Building Your Life and Nation on Biblical Truth. And then if you become a monthly partner, a commission partner, with a monthly gift of $30 or more, you receive the book plus the padfolio. Tell us what a padfolio is, Bert.
Well, it's about the size, I would say, little less than 8 by 10 sheet of paper. But it's black with the AFR, on the cover. You can see that embedded in it, and it zips, so you can put something in it and it not fall out, like a pad that you can write on, and even like an iPad, a small one would fit right in there as well, and put a pen in there so you can use it. I use it this, tell people this way, it zips up so a lady can carry her pad and her pen in the same place and not have to look for the pen in her purse. And so there's some good things, and it's just an appreciation. We're saying thank you. It's more blessed to give than to receive. So guess what? We want to give something as well. And that was our founder, Don Wildman. Listen, because of God had blessed him, he helped start other ministries. And that's the blessing of it. So when you call 877-616-2396, the book and the portfolio pad, I guess that you could call it, would be sent to you.
Well, it would be a good time to hear a testimony right now.
Okay, Mark's getting one ready.
Hi, this is Lisa from McKinney, Texas. Man, I don't even know where to start. I have been a listener to AFR for over a decade and a monthly supporter for many years. And the entire organization, AFA and AFR, have been so integral in my life, especially when my late husband was battling stage 4 gallbladder cancer. I would call into shows, and so many of the programs would actually pray with me and for me, and that brought me so much comfort. And when my husband went into his eternal glory at the end of 2019, the pandemic hit right after that, and the world was shut down, and I felt so alone, except that I still had my AFR app on from the time I woke up throughout the day, and just having that encouragement and building my faith meant the world to me in a time that was so dark in so many other ways. Thank you for doing so much.
Amen. What a testimony. Jeff, that can be repeated again and again for people who have lives have been blessed by AFR, brother.
It really could. You know, and it's amazing to see how many people have jobs where they're allowed to listen to the radio, and people will tell me, I just turn American Family Radio on and I just listen to all the programming, and they become very informed with what's going on in our world. Through great programs like Jen Ellis in the Morning and Today's Issues and others. And then just to strengthen their resolve, their courage, and their faith and trust in the Word of God. The Lord is using American Family Radio. So thanks for your support. We're up against a break, but Jeff and Bert will be right back. Don't go away.
You sponsor good, clean, constructive programs, we'll go out of our way to buy your products. We appreciate it. Uh-huh. You sponsor immorality, vulgarity, profanity, we'll make the point not to buy your products, and we'll tell our friends and our neighbors and ask them to do the same.
Donald Wildman founded the American Family Association. The year was 1977.
Our billfolds have an off and on button, and as Christians, we have an obligation not to purchase products which we knowingly will go to help promote pornography and anti-Christian, anti-family values. You know what you're saying to me? You're saying to me, here's a choice. If you don't like it, turn it off. You're saying the same thing to me.
No.
You're telling, yes, you are. You're telling me that if I sit down and I don't like sexual infidelity and I don't like profanity and I don't like seeing somebody clobber somebody over the head, then forget it.
Your continued support of the American Family Association keeps us on the front lines of America's culture war.
My name is Loretta. I live in Philadelphia, Mississippi. I listen to you constantly, and I'm thankful for your ministry to me. I am a Christian, but you have helped me very much at this time in my life. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
It's day two of Share-a-thon, and it's Founders Day. We're honoring Brother Don Wildman for his hard work and faithfulness to the Lord.
Faithfulness is the word.
You can join us in honoring Brother Don for your support of this ministry. Call now at 877-616-2396 and make your pledge. That's 877-616-2396. Or give online at afr.net. It's Founders Day on American Family Radio.
Welcome back. Pastor Jeff Shreve here along with Bert Harper. It is Day 2 Founders Day for Spring Share-a-thon 2025. Isaiah 44, verse 3, the Lord says, "For I will pour water on the thirsty land and streams on the dry ground. I will pour out my spirit on your offspring and my blessing on your descendants." Bert, when we think about that, our descendants, you have children, I have children and grandchildren, and we want, you know, one generation shall praise the Lord's name to another. We have to pass that baton of faith to our children and to our grandchildren, and we want to see God do great and mighty things in them. You've heard the phrase, God has no grandchildren. He just has children. So every generation has to trust the Lord for Christianity to continue.
Amen, Alex. And Alex, I'm sorry, Jeff.
That's right.
I transferred to the afternoon rather than the morning. I apologize. But, Jeff, these grandchildren, I tell you, I love my three sons. But these five grandchildren that I have, I just want to tell you, there is just something special about them. And to pass on the faith, listen, to each one of them, seeing God work in their lives is just a blessing. In Isaiah 44, 3, when I see the generational desire of God, it blesses me. And that's what our founder had. You know, he was watching that television that night. He didn't find anything worth watching, and that was mild compared to what it is today. And his children that were there, and listen, that motivated him to start this ministry. I can't think of another better motivation than to hand off the faith to the next generation. That's a great, great motivation. And they need to see us do it, hear us do it, watch us do it in all points. And I think it does make a difference in their lives that they could see God working in our lives, Jeff. And when they see that, and our talk and our walk are, you know, in rhythm with one another, mm-hmm. I think it's a testimony, and I think it's a great opportunity for the faith to be passed on.
Well, it is. And, you know, for men, for dads and grandfathers, I mean, your kids, your grandkids are watching you, and you have an opportunity to be such a strong witness and example to them, and in the way you live, in the way you love your wife, and in the way you give, and that they can see that your treasure is in God, His Word, and people, and you're investing in those things that matter. And American Family Radio matters. It makes a difference in people's lives. And I love to hear the testimonies, Bert, that we have, and I know we have a number of testimonies of people who have called in. So, Mark, why don't you key up one?
Hi, I'm Rachel from Gulfport, Mississippi. Exploring the Word
means so much to me. It teaches me the Bible. It explains the Bible to me. It lifts me up when I need to be lifted up. It encourages me. It just gives me hope. And I thank every single one of the DJs and everyone who's part of 91.7. Thank you so much. We all love you from Mississippi.
Bert, was that your mom?
That cost me a lot of money, Jeff. We won't talk about that. But listen, my wife, I was talking to Jan just a little bit ago, and she said, man, this is the most I've ever heard people on the testimonies talk about, exploring the Word. But we did something before the election. We had someone to call in, and they said, would you make Tuesday a day of prayer for the election? Because, the election is going to take place on a Tuesday. And so Alex and I, we started doing that, people calling in, and we'd make it a day of prayer. After we got through, listen, people wasn't going to let it slide. And now every Tuesday, in place of taking questions as a priority on Tuesdays, we take prayer as priority. In other words, if we had 6 callers and 2 questions and 4 prayers, we take the prayers first. And it has really elevated people's, I would say, excitement for exploring the Word when visitors come through. And they say, man, we're enjoying it. And just this week, some people came in and said, since y'all started praying, it has really meant more to us. So that, isn't that amazing? I think it lets people know they're important. We want to hear their needs. We ask to people, write their names down. Like if David called and made a request, I'll say, write David's name down. Oh, it's obvious that prayer warriors, and let's bombard heaven for the next 24 hours, asking God to do a work in their lives. So I know I didn't need to do that about promoting exploring the Word, but I'm really promoting what God has done by doing that. Jeff, I find it amazing.
Amen. Well, it's pour your spirit out, and that's God gave us His Spirit on the day of Pentecost, and now for believers, New Testament believers, the moment that you pray and receive Christ, you receive Christ through the person of the Holy Spirit, and God wants the Holy Spirit to dominate in our lives, not just to be resident, but to be president, to be in control. That's what it means to be filled with the Spirit. So that we walk in His ways and please Him, and that we're the salt and light He wants us to be.
Well, we've got callers that have called in, and the numbers that we talked about, the total pledges, I'm not going to tell you right now, but they are going up. And if it keeps this, I'm going to have to say I was short-sighted in saying 6,100. I'm just telling you that right now. So keep that phone ringing, and you do it at calling 877-616-2396 or go online at AFR.net. Listen to the names and places. Janice from Humboldt, Tennessee. Been there. That's a great, great town. Maria from Ashland, Virginia. Gail from Ingleside, Texas. David from Peck, Kansas. And Vivian from Brandon, Mississippi. They've just recently called and they said, we want to be one of those partners with American Family Radio to make sure the gospel of Jesus Christ gets out, that we are able to share a biblical worldview and keep people posted concerning what's going on and the difference we can make. So Jeff, AFR has a valuable place in America, not just in the Christian community, I'd say that, but I'd say in America, we're trying to make a difference in our country. And I believe we can do that by us going and sharing the gospel, sharing truth. I think it will penetrate into people's lives, brother.
Well, the idea that we talked about this yesterday, in so many churches, people aren't getting a biblical worldview, and they desperately need that. And one of the great blessings of American Family Radio, American Family Association, we look at the world through the lens of Scripture. We don't look at Scripture through the lens of the world and culture. And that is, as you said yesterday, Bert, everybody has a worldview. But is your worldview biblical? And give you a case in point. When people get so worried and fearful about climate change, I just roll my eyes and just say, God's in charge of that. You don't need to be afraid of that. That's just ludicrous. And so trust the Lord. Keep your eyes fixed on Jesus. The Lord sat as king at the flood. Yes, the Lord sits as king forever. He's got this all mapped out, and we just get to enjoy the ride.
Do you remember the children's song, He's Got the Whole World in His Hands? I believe that's talking about climate change as well. God is in control, and we can trust Him. Yes, we cooperate with Him in His creation, and praise the Lord, we're able to be a part of the Great Commission to cooperate with Him in carrying the gospel to the world. And that's what AFR is involved in. We really are. That's our goal, our purpose. The mission statement says, the mission of American Family Association is to inform, equip, and activate individuals and families to transform American culture and to give aid to the church here and abroad in its calling to fulfill the Great Commission. Jeff, when I read that mission, I try to make myself look at that quite often. That are we doing that? Are we doing that on the program that I'm involved in and the mission program that Nathan and I do on the weekend? Are we doing that because we feel like God wants us to be a part of His great work? And let me ask you this. Is it a privilege to be a part of God's work that He's doing here upon
Amen.
Earth?
Amen. It is. And the Lord says in Corinthians about we can be his partners in ministry. We can join Him in ministry, and that's a blessing. We do that in various ways, but one of the most tangible ways is with what we support. And so we put our treasure in heaven's bank, and we say, I want to support the Word of God going out on the airwaves. And, you know, Bert, we talked about the church and we talked about parachurch ministries. American Family Association, American Family Radio comes alongside the church to help the church. But Jesus said, upon this rock, I will build my church and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. So everything we do is designed to strengthen the church and reach people for Christ.
You know, when you use that, I've preached on that passage just recently in the church where I'm interim pastor. And what took place right after he made that statement was the transfiguration. And I believe what said, here it is, Jesus told him the words. And then at the transfiguration, those three apostles, Peter said, let's build three tabernacles here. And quick as they did that, the Shekinah glory of Jesus Christ just overcame them, the cloud, and they bowed their heads toward the ground. And when they looked up, it was Jesus only. And, mm-hmm. It is only Him. And that's what we're telling you. There's no paths to heaven. There is a way, and it's Jesus Christ. And I love that. He's the way, the truth, and the life. That's what we're about, isn't it, Jeff?
Yeah, there's salvation and no one else, for there's no other name under heaven by which we have been saved except the name of Jesus. And that's what Peter said to the Sanhedrin. And boy, that wasn't their favorite verse.
It was not. They wanted, listen, has control and power always been an issue? That was the issue with the Pharisees and the Sanhedrin. They saw all these, quote, common individuals listening and even following Jesus, and they said, man, we're losing it. Hey, we've got another clip by Brother Don that we wanted to play. This is Founders Day, and we're remembering him. And so let's listen to this, and it's something about remember the beginning.
Started in my den, I guess you might say. In the Christmas holidays of 76, when the children were home, we sat down to watch television as a family one night. And one network had pretty explicit sex, immoral sex. We changed the channel, and we had some pretty hard profanity on, and we changed the channel again. And we were exploring, got involved in a pretty good program. It had a pretty good moral point to it, but without warning, the scene changed, and one man was clubbing another one with a hammer. And I asked the children to turn the set off, and I'd seen a deterioration in television programming in the last several years. I'd seen it in other forms of the performing arts and media.
That was the beginning, and God can use just an event like that to launch a worldwide ministry, Jeff.
That's amazing. You know, The Bible says, don't be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. And the Lord used the evil to provoke his heart, Don Wildman's heart, to say, okay, what are we going to do about this? And thus began the National Federation for Decency. That's what it was first called, Don?
It was. And matter of fact, if you want to know more about it, our studios has a new video, Culture Warrior, Don Wildman and the Battle for Decency. And I really, you'll enjoy it. You can get it. You can watch now at culturewarrior.movie, and you can watch and hear about the history of the American Family Association and the difference God could use one man to make a difference. And it's interviews of different people that were there a long time. They interviewed me quite a bit, and others that were involved in it, and the family members. And so you can go to culturewarrior.movie and watch The Culture Warrior. And it's more than a documentary about Don or his life. I think it's a motivation for one person to make a difference in their world. God gave Brother Don a big world after he started with his small world, you know?
And, yeah, he did. I love that about the movie and about just Don's life. It is an inspiration to say, well, if God can do all that through one lone Methodist preacher in Tupelo, Mississippi, well, maybe he can use me too. And it's kind of like the book of Judges, Bert, you know, where Shamgar, all he had was an ox goad, and yet he killed 600 Canaanites with the ox goad. And, you know, it's kind of like, hey, whatever you have, if it's just one talent, use it for the glory of God, and you'll be amazed. Just like the little kid gave his lunch, and what did God do with that? The Lord Jesus fed the multitudes with 5 loaves and 2 fish.
And God continues to use AFR. And we are constantly amazed. And people say, well, you shouldn't be amazed at what God can do. Well, you know, they were praying for Peter to be released, and he was. And when he came to the door and knocked, the little girl said, hey, he's at the door. They said, no way. Well, it's not that they were doubting God. We're still amazed at all that God can do, Jeff. That's the whole idea. Be amazed at what God can do. He's a big God, and he is able. And it still amazes me to see what God could do in people's lives. And here at AFR, we get to hear that. People call in, and they'll say, listen, I was without a job, and I called in. And sometimes they just call in to, you know, make a pledge, and they'll share that with one of the ladies that works up in our accounting department, and they'll pray with them. Man, this place at AFR, it's a prayer center as well as a broadcast center. Jeff, that's awesome to have employees here that you call in, they'll pray with you.
Right.
That's what you have here at AFR.
Amen. Well, the number to call is 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, or go online at AFR.net and give your best gift to help the ministry of American Family Association, American Family Radio, and you're going to join in with how many other givers?
Okay, if I had a drum beat, I'd do it, but you know, our goal was 6,100. You know, by the end, it's 6,106 right now. So we got to raise the level. how about 6,200? That means we'd need 94 callers in the next, I would say, 20 minutes. So I believe we can do that. You can call that number, 877-616-2396. Get your name on the list with Rocky from Mantachie, Mississippi. That's where I'm interim pastor, real close there. Melvin from Kansas, Carolyn from Ohio, Kim from Arkansas, Raymond from Missouri. So make sure you make that call. And I want to tell you, you'll be blessed, you'll be welcomed, and thank you for calling 877-616-2396 or go online at AFR.net.
Well, you're listening to Real Truth for Today. Pastor Jeff Shreve here along with my friend Bert Harper. And it is day two of Spring Share-a-thon 2025. And we're asking the Lord to pour out his spirit and to water the dry ground. We need revival in America. So pray that God would do a great work in the lives of people all over our land.
In honor of Brother Don and Linda Wildman, it's Founders Day on AFR.
One of the fondest memories I have of Brother Don is maybe silly to some people, but it stuck in my mind after all these years. And I'm saying this because I've been here over 30 years, and this was something kind of humorous, yet, you know, just the human side of him. We tend to idolize people that are in a position like that. Well, not to say that we don't. We respect them, but not idolize. And he was always a pipe smoker. Some people might not even know what a pipe smoker is anymore because they have the tobacco in an old-fashioned pipe. And he would come in. Of course, you know, he was conscious of being, you know, the woes of smoking, you know, but he'd have his pipe in his office and had a garbage can. It was a metal garbage can. Of course, we all have plastic now, but it was a metal garbage can. And of course, he had all kinds of little tapes and prints and papers and things. And so we all smelled smoke one morning. And of course, Forrest Ann came out of her office and they were next door to each other. And she said, "Don, what on earth are you doing?" He hadn't even realized that he was so busy with his work. Of course, everybody, you know, was trying to figure out where the smoke was coming from, that smell and everything. He had set his garbage can on fire. He was just kind of like, okay, oh well. I think Forrest Ann probably carried it outside and put it out. I don't really remember the end of that one, but it was so humorous and funny to us that he was so, you know, engrossed in what he was doing that he didn't even realize it had happened, I don't guess.
Brother Don has been standing in the gap for families, and Linda has been standing behind him since the inception of this ministry more than 40 years ago. We praise the Lord for our founders' obedient service, and we invite you to make a gift in their honor during Share-a-thon on AFR.
Mike, Ridgeland, Mississippi. I've been listening to AFR since its inception. 4 years ago, my son, who was a deputy sheriff in Madison County, passed away at age 47. And in 2023, my wife of 55 years passed away. The Lord has been good to me, and AFR has been right there with me the whole way, giving me strength and encouragement through the programs that you have in the morning and afternoon at night. The preaching especially has been great. Thank you so much for AFR and for all you do, for reaching out with the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. God bless.
Thank you for listening to American Family Radio on Founders Day. We're honoring Brother Don Wildman as he honored the Lord.
I would just like to see every person in America have access to American Family Radio.
Call now at 877-616-2396 and make your pledge. That's 877-616-2396. Or give online at AFR.net. It's Founders Day on American Family Radio.
Welcome back to Real Truth for Today. Pastor Jeff Shreve here along with Bert Harper. It is day two of Spring Share-a-thon 2025, Founders Day. And Bert Harper was very close to the founder, as obviously were the Wildmans. Tim Wildman took over after Don retired, and Tim has done a tremendous job, even though he was a little discourteous to me earlier. I had to laugh out loud when he and Jenna were talking. Jenna was so sweet, and she said, "I love Pastor Jeff." And Tim said, "Well, you know, Pastor Jeff is a slightly better than average preacher." And so high praise. Is that not right, Bert?
That is. Listen, I tell folks all the time, for me, I have a sense of humor. I love to laugh. I do. I love to watch Mary Poppins so I can listen to the song that her uncle sings, "I Love to Laugh." You know, I don't know if you know that one or not.
Mm-mm.
This, you know, they know about a little bit of sugar makes the medicine goes down, all those. But there's that one that's hidden away. And Tim, having him as our president, it is awesome to have a man that loves the Lord, loves his family, and has that dry sense of humor. And sometimes that humor is kind of debilitating. It'll put you in your place. But listen, we do thank God for Tim and the Wildmans. They're a blessing to us. And on Founders Day, listen, Don's wife, Linda, I don't know if Linda is a listener or not. She listens often. Jan and I just can say We love Brother Don. But I want to tell you, Linda, that would be a little bit of sugar makes the medicine go down. Linda would be the sugar.
Yes.
Don in his tenacity, he was caring and loving. You get to know him. He really was. But, you know, he could present himself as somebody, I'm going to stick to it sometimes. But it's a blessing to be honoring them on this day, Jeff.
Yeah, well, it's interesting how different personalities, you know, you teach on personalities when you do the Fishbowl Marriage Retreat and how God's made us different. You know, not two people are the same, and opposites attract. And so Don is that lion kind of choleric personality. It wouldn't have worked very well if he had married a lion too.
They fight a lot when that happens, don't they? Yeah, that's good.
Yes. So our theme verse is Isaiah 44, verse 3, where the Lord says, "For I will pour water on the thirsty land and streams on the dry ground. I will pour out my spirit on your offspring and my blessing on your descendants." You know, Bert, when we think about giving, as the Lord told us in Malachi chapter 3, he had told the people, you're cursed with a curse, the whole nation of you, because you're robbing me. And they said, well, how have we done that? He said, in tithes and offerings. And so he says, bring the whole tithe into the storehouse and test me now in this, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open up the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing until it overflows. You know, when we obey God and when we give generously and cheerfully to the Lord's work, he really does bless us.
He really does. And listen, one of the things that motivates us is we tried, when you're behind a microphone, you know, Jeff and I are pastors, so we preach in front, quote, of a live crowd, you know. And I know you, Jeff, and I've heard you. It's not that you feed off of them, but it helps to see them and to know them.
Right.
So when you're in behind the microphone, when I first came on, I said, man, this is different. And I started thinking, okay, listen, there's people out there listening. They're driving their cars. They're sitting at their desk. They're working in their kitchen. They're outside working, and they're listening through their pods. All of this is going on. And when I could visualize that, it really helped me to say, okay, it's personal. But then when people call in, like the program you have, they call in on this one, and they call in on Exploring the Word, and you get to hear them, and they say these words, and you identify with them, because sometimes same people call in. They'll call in a month later, and you recognize the name and where they're from, and mm-hmm. it really personalizes it. And that's what AFR, we try to do. We are reaching into people's lives, their families. And you are a part of that when you call 877-616-2396 or go online at AFR.net. You're helping this to take place. I just got to say this about somebody, a city that's called in. I've seen it up three times this morning, Baker City, Oregon. Now, that's way out from Tupelo, Mississippi. Now, Jeff, you know that. Mm-hmm. And I was looking at it. We had one from Wilmington, North Carolina, and then Baker City, Oregon. Then we had one up in Michigan, and then we had one down in Louisiana. North, south, east, west, we're covering the bases, and AFR is able to go. We were talking about earlier, Alex and I get letters quite often from inmates because they're listening there in their cell, prison cell, to AFR, and they are blessed, and we're blessed to hear from them. So when you make that call again at 877-616-2396 and make that pledge, you're a part of that ministry of reaching people for Christ.
Amen. One-time gift of $150 or more, we'd love to send you the book in appreciation, The Bible, Divine or Human by Stephen McDowell, Evidence of Biblical Infallibility and Support for Building Your Life and Nation on Biblical Truth. And then if you become a commission partner with a monthly gift of $30 or more, and that really helps the ministry and it helps for budgeting when we know how much is coming in each month from commission partners. So $30 or more, you'll receive the book plus an AFR embossed padfolio which is a really nice little notepad that's leather embossed, and you can keep your notes in there and zip it up. And I have one on my desk. And did you ever get one, Bert?
Well, if nobody picks this one up that they have in the studio, I've marked it to see if I can get it home with, you know.
Yeah, it's nice.
It is. I tell you what, if I take it home, I tell you, it will wind up, Jan will use it, because it really, that would be, that's a blessing. Yes.
Well, we love to hear testimonies of how the ministry is impacting people. So, Mark, what do you have for us?
Hello, my name is Cassandra. I live in the Garland, Texas, Dallas area. I just love AFR, and I love the radio station. I love radio in general. Really appreciate all you do, and it has meant the world to me. So I'm an artist, and I paint in my studio all day long, and I listen to all the shows. Of course, Trivia Friday is my favorite. And then, like them all. Today's Issues. So keep up the great work, and thank you so much.
Amen. She mentioned both Tim's programs, Today's Issues and Trivia Friday.
Well, you know, he's above average.
He's slightly above average, I would say.
Yeah. And, hey, Trivia Friday, here's what I hear. I don't know if you hear this. They say, man, I love exploring the word. It's my second favorite. And I say, what's your favorite? Trivia Friday. People.
Yeah.
So
explain to our listeners that might not listen to Trivia Friday, how is the format of that?
Okay, Today's Issues is Monday through Thursday, an hour and a half, where they discuss the issues of the day from a biblical point of view. And then on Friday, and this fits with Tim, he says, let's take a break from that and give some laughter. So three guys, they call them professors, and gal, Kendra, does it sometimes, and they'll have three questions, and then people call in to answer one of those questions, and then they can ask us a trivia question, and it can be anything from anywhere. And listen, it's yesterday was talking to one of the guys that came in from South Mississippi, and he was talking about, I love Trivia Friday, and he said, I love it when you're on it. I know you're going to ask an Andrew Griffith Show question, and he was talking about, man, you know a good bit. And I said, well, when you lived as long as I have and read some, you do know a few things, and mm-hmm. He laughed. But it is a fun time, and it's kind of a break, and the break is good. We need to laugh. Laughter does good like a medicine, doesn't it, Jeff?
It does. You know, you're talking about, you've lived a few years, and so you know some things. Can you imagine, you know, Old Testament times before the flood, they lived for hundreds and hundreds of years. If your mind didn't go and it was still sharp, you would know a lot of things. I mean, if you've lived for 500 years, it's like, oh, yeah, I learned that in the first century.
Yeah, could say, I remember when and really mean it, you know?
Well, our theme verse is Isaiah 44, verse 3, for I will pour water on the thirsty land and streams on the dry ground. I will pour out my spirit on your offspring and my blessing on your descendants. Bert, as we said, there's nothing for a Christian mom and dad that they want more than to see their kids walk in the truth. As John said, I have no greater joy than to see my children walking in the truth. We want to see that for our children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren. You don't have any great-grands, do you?
No. And I don't want any for a while. Chris Lee needs to keep on going, and all the other. One granddaughter. Now, I know you got three daughters, and that had to be something. We were blessed with three boys, and they were all boys like their dad. Dan said hyper and all of the things that go with it. So when that first grandchild came along, and it was Chrisley, a girl, listen, Jeff, we thought our world couldn't get any better, and she's been a joy. So we do pray for our grandchildren. And, hey, I hear they call them great-grandchildren for a reason, so I'm sure that's true too.
So how old are your grandkids?
Okay, Chrisley is 18. She's in college. She graduated. Jude is 15. He lives over in Alabama. And his brother, Andrew, he's 11, ready to – he turned 12. And so then we have Caleb. He lives here real close. and Caleb is 12 years old. And then our youngest one is John Wyatt. He's named after John Wayne and Wyatt Earp. That's pretty good, isn't it?
Okay, so I have to tell you something that my grandson.
Okay, I want to hear yours. Yeah.
So I have two granddaughters, 14 and 9, and then I have three grandsons. Jack is 3, Chase is 2, and Drew is 2 months. And so Jack, he loves his, he calls me Gigi. I was supposed to be Poppy, and Debbie was supposed to be Gigi, but our first granddaughter, Emmy, got him reversed. So I'm Gigi, and she's Poppy. And so Jack loves his Gigi, and Bert, he loves his Gigi so much that he wanted to look like Gigi, and he took out the clippers the other day and started gouging his hair, and they ended up having to take him to the barber, and they shaved his head.
Hey, every one of our sons sometime along the way got a hold of some scissors, and they got to experience the cutting of the hair, whatever that is. I think it's kind of a marker in their lives that they want to do that. Hey, listen, let me do this one more time about people who've called in. I just enjoy seeing the names and the places. Billy from Crossett, Arkansas. Tim from Red Bay, Alabama. That's just barely over into Alabama from Mississippi. And I'm going to take a stab at this. Matthew from Tulopolis, Illinois. If I mispronounce that, I am sorry. Bradley from Hatleysville, Texas. And Roscoe from Searcy, Arkansas. They've all called in recently. And let me tell you, in case I don't get this out, we're real close to the end. Mm-hmm. You know, our goal was 6,100. Right now, we have gone up to 6,204. So
wow.
What an hour it has been. It's been a great hour, Jeff, of people calling in and saying we want to be a part of what AFR is doing.
Well, it's not too late. 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, or go online, AFR.net, and join us. Be a part of the family of supporters of American Family Association, American Family Radio, and you will be blessed. The Lord is pleased when we give cheerfully and generously to the work of the kingdom.
Have you ever heard of Bush, Louisiana?
I have not.
Well, I have just now. I can't help but notice all the names. Mechanicsville, Virginia, you know. Humble, Texas. I thought that was always an oxymoron, you know. Humble, Texas. But anyway, Bush, Louisiana.
I dated a girl from Humble, Texas.
Okay, well, does it live up to its name?
Well, it was... Yeah.
Okay. I won't put you on the spot. But brother, it is fun to see all these states from all over the United States, Michigan, Ohio. They're just calling in and saying, we want to be a part of this. And that does my heart good. It lets me know, you know, we are not alone in this, I would say, this idea of letting God be God in our lives, in our churches, in our communities, and even in our nation. And that's why our theme is pour your spirit out. Lord, pour your spirit out upon your individuals that know you in your church, and let AFR, God, just let us be a shining light and a carrier of the revival that God is bringing about in people's lives. That's our prayer, isn't it, Jeff?
Amen. It sure is. And, you know, as believers, we have the Holy Spirit. We're sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. But every day we surrender ourselves to the Lord. We do what it says in Hebrews chapter 12. I urge you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship. And let the Lord have his way in your life. Well, thanks for your support of American Family Association, American Family Radio. Bert, we're going to tee it up again tomorrow for the last day of Share-a-thon, and it's going to be a joy.
It is. 6,218. Make yours 6,219. Thank you, Jeff.
Amen. Well, go out, shine for Christ, and share what great things the Lord has done for you, and God will bless you and use you as his witness. God bless you.
Faith, family, freedom. American Family Radio.